Well, an investigation is underway in the UK after the new Pfizer coronavirus vaccine caused an allergic reaction in two recipients there. Now, both people have a history of significant allergies already, so new advice has been issued for those who suffer from serious allergies to not take the vaccine at this time. We're going to have more in the program. But what else are health officials grappling with as the vaccine will be rolled out here in the U.S. in the coming days? Helen Branswell of our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine Publication, wrote a terrific checklist. We've picked a few areas of concern. Helen, start with pregnant women. They're excluded from clinical trials because of safety concerns. But then many healthcare workers are pregnant or in this age group. So can pregnant women take the vaccine?
Well, we don't know the answer to that yet. For years, researchers, especially a group at Johns Hopkins University, have been arguing that women are done a disservice when clinical trials for drugs and vaccines do not include women who are pregnant and women who are lactating because the perceived risks, and then at the end you don't have any data. The FDA said early on it wanted vaccine manufacturers to do what are called developmental and reproductive toxicology studies. Those are studies that are done in animals before enrolling pregnant women. Those studies, I think, are underway for both Pfizer and Moderna. The CDC's advisory panel hasn't said anything definitive about this yet. They seem to be leaning towards effectively giving women who are pregnant the choice and explaining to them that there aren't data.
Well, you spoke with the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, and they said the same thing. We're going to tell the CDC we don't recommend the vaccine for pregnant people, but we also don't think they should be, you know, precluded from its use. So pregnant women are on their own. And I was astonished, Helen, about half of all the pregnant people in this country are either healthcare workers or have some sort of medical condition that might put them at risk of having a severe case if they contract it. I mean, that's just amazing that that many of the pregnant people in this country are, you know, nurses, doctors, healthcare workers. So right now they're on their own and making that decision. What about children? We know that Pfizer, when it went to its second phase trial, did include children age 12 and up, but no children below 12 have received even a test vaccine. Can children now get vaccinated, and should they? What's the thinking?
So with children, you know, we're in the same situation. There aren't data, and the studies that need to be done haven't even been started when you're talking about kids under the age of 12. But younger kids in particular rarely experience severe COVID disease, so they are probably going to be the last or among the last to get vaccinated. But when you're talking about really young kids, ages, you know, 0 to 11, those studies have to be done very, very carefully. They do what are called dose de-escalation studies. They take the adult dose and sort of dial it back, and they start at the top of that age group. So the, you know, they would start with 11-year-olds and then progress backwards to see that these vaccines are safe and as effective in children as they are in adults.
Yeah. Well, and I just want to mention one thing you do, which is that some children, yes, most children are not getting COVID or reacting as severely to it, but some are. And it's a reminder, as you write, that these vaccines, they do carry a kick, as someone told you. Even adults will have, you know, a couple days of not feeling that great. So there's concern that, you know, how will that be for children? But I just want to move on to what these vaccines will do, because this is fascinating. Once you get a vaccine, can you still infect others? You know, the two vaccines send a messenger into the body that mimics the virus and prompts an immune response. But, you know, people are not quite sure, if I'm reading this correctly, that means that the vaccine will, you know, just prevent you from getting really sick if you get COVID, or prevent you from getting infected. And if you do get infected, we don't know if you'll shed virus?
That's correct. So the trials were set up essentially to see, do these vaccines prevent symptomatic COVID infection? They don't tell you if they prevent all COVID infection. But what isn't known is whether or not it will stop an infection cold, so that if you were vaccinated and you, you know, encountered somebody who was infected, would your body be able to stave off the infection entirely, or would you get low-level infection in your nose or and throat? Experts like Tony Fauci think that if this happens, probably vaccinated people will not replicate virus as much as people who were unvaccinated and may not emit or shed as much virus. So it might not be a big problem. But, you know, we won't know until these vaccines are in use for a while.
Right. Helen Branswell with our partners at STAT. We'll link you to her terrific article on some of the things health officials here are considering. Helen, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.